Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction February 26th out of the Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. Contact your local rep today to market your cattle. Consignment deadline is February 15th. You don't want to miss this February 26th video auction. Call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Class 17 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program getting ready for their capstone experience, getting ready to head overseas to explore agriculture and the culture of Vietnam and how they can be an important agricultural customer for U.S. farmers and ranchers in the years to come. The director of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program for the recent classes, Edmund Bonjour, says this international travel experience an important part of the overall learning experience of the leadership program.
One of the main purposes is to have them gain a better understanding of how Oklahoma agriculture fits into the world picture. We take these international trips to look at marketing systems, labor issues, how their government deals with imports and exports, and how the United States fits into that. And it's very important for our class members to get that whole world picture to see how what we do here in Oklahoma fits into that world adventure.
In the case of Southeast Asia, Vietnam, it's the first time that the Ag Leadership Program in the state of Oklahoma has gone to that part of the world.
That is true. We've touched a little on South Korea back in class 13, but we've never been to Vietnam, and we're also going to spend a couple days in the Philippines, and we have not gone to that area before, but we felt that Vietnam is very progressive right now. They're trying to become a non-third world country by the year 2020, and so they're very aggressive in their marketing strategies and their exporting and importing systems, and I thought it was a good time to go visit that country and see how they're trying to change from a third world country to a non-third world country.
And with Vietnam a part of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, they're going to be an important customer for U.S. agriculture in the years to come. Two of the biggest farm equipment shows in the world happening this week in the United States. One is east of us, the Farm Machinery Show, the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. It's always a dandy of a show. We've been there and reported to you a couple of times from that particular event. The other big one is the World Ag Expo out west of us on the West Coast in Tulare, California. Actually, in the Central California Valley, they'll have 1,500 exhibitors at that show. It's on my agricultural bucket list. One these days, we'd love to take a group of farmers and head out to California for that three-day World Ag Expo. This year starts today for their three-day run. This coming Thursday, House Agriculture Committee will be holding that rescheduled hearing with EPA Administrator Gina McCartney as their star witness. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway says he's got lots of questions for Ms. McCartney regarding why they're moving forward with their Waters of the U.S. Rule, WOTUS. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Stockyard Saturday, February 13th at noon. The sale will feature over 700 head of bred heifers, open heifers, pairs, bred cows, and bulls. It will include 20 Hereford heifers bred to Brahma bulls in the second stage, 25 Hereford heifers bred to registered Brahma bulls in the third stage, plus many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For a complete listing, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.